But really, the text you need is Colossians chapter 2, and I'm sure you're familiar with this because we've talked about it here before, where verse 20, he says, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things that perish with use, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things have an appearance of wisdom in self-opposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but they are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Okay, so not smoking tobacco, not drinking alcohol, not eating certain foods is of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. That's what you're trying to break away from. But what you're doing is you're applying the same moralism to the other side. It's like, well, then I therefore must smoke tobacco and must drink alcohol to avoid indulgence in the flesh. No. You're free from the entire mindset. It has nothing to do with anything. Jesus doesn't need to see your heart cares about being alcohol being okay sometimes in order for you to be saved. You're justified because he rose from the dead, period. And he wants to set you free, so you stop asking these questions. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, again, you're going to get the Lord's Supper at some point, God willing, right? And so that's going to, there's going to be wine there. And I can honestly recommend, before you go out and get a cigar, go get a tin of acid cigarritos. Cigarillos. These are little tiny ones. It's about 25, well, it used to be, $25 for a tin of 10. So you don't just kill yourself on a cigar the first time. It just beats you up. These are little tiny ones. They got a sweet end. They're real nice. So yeah, with a sunset, if you feel like it, you want to be naughty. But like, the thing is, like, you don't need a vice. You don't need a vice. It's not necessary to have a vice to be a Christian. And so if you don't really have like an actual desire for this, what you're doing is you're letting your guilt continue to chase you out of one cult into another. Okay. And I'm not really, I use the word cult kind of seriously on one side and not on the other, but the mindset, the cult mindset, like, I have to do it just this way or else. And if I don't do this, then it won't really be. Like, that's not Christianity. Okay. Like, look, you're not supposed to murder. You're not supposed to steal. You're not supposed to like go sleep with your neighbor's spouse. Don't do those things. And then after that, you're free. You're free, right? You don't need a vice, and you don't want to apply legalism to the other side. And this is so common. I find this amongst both converted to Lutheran evangelicals that become Lutherans. I find this among lifelong Lutherans. This is the introspection question from last night. We're so busy trying to look at the inside of our heart to see if we really believe. And what we've done is we've created a new legalism out of doing it right, right? So we haven't really stopped. We haven't really believed in justification. We've believed in theories instead. And now we have to apply the theory or it doesn't count. When the gospel of Jesus is that it's done. It's done. He's risen. Yeah. I feel like I had one other thought on that. Coffee. I mean, if you don't drink coffee, don't start. I love coffee. I love my coffee. But don't start. Like, you're going to get addicted. You're going to have to do it every day. You know, you could drink it once. You're going to be like, this is gross. Well, okay, fine. But like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.